This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
We are your new go-to girls for everything bad.
All right, guys, so another Tuesday. How's everybody feeling? I am not well. It is snowing. Mother Nature's out here throwing out fucking weather, like the Powerball numbers. Yesterday was 65. Today it's snowing. The ice that I endured to get here is just...
like, the weather's so fucked up that I didn't even know it was going to snow. It wasn't even like
there was no warning.
Yeah, just said
it was like, fuck
sorry.
You guys, we're done warning you and yeah. Selling out all the waters yeah. And toilet paper.
Yeah, they gave up on
yeah, they're over
just
us.
Just like whatever the weather's gonna be, it is.
It's one big surprise out here in Jersey. You never know.
Alan, your hair looks cute.
You look so fancy, Alan.
Are you in like a little button up?
Sorta. I've got a showing right after we finish recording.
Oh, that's right. You're real estate Alan today.
Yep.
What's that like?
I don't know yet. I haven't made any money.
Oh, I can't wait until you do. And then you hate us less.
I'm waiting for my license to come in. And
oh.
You'll never hear from me again.
I like.
Don't you dare. We would die without you.
I like your hair. You got like a poof going on. What
was it? It's a bouffant.
Like a comb over?
It's a southern bouffant.
It's not a comb over. What the fuck? I'm not balding.
No. I like it.
You
like
have
it.
A shit ton of hair.
Yeah, you do.
I forget you're only like 22.
I feel lucky because all of my mother's side of the family never lost their hair. My dad's side of the family never lost their hair. I am going to go fucking gray. In fact, you can't really see it on camera, but I've got a lot of grays starting in here, and I'm like, bring it. Let's fucking go.
Let me tell you something. Not like it matters to you because you're married, but grays pull bitches.
Pull.
And I am so sick of these men that are dyeing their hair, and I'm like, what are you doing? Like, the amount of attraction that people, girls would have to you.
We love it.
Is way more intense than brown hair dyed.
People that, like, they dye their hair and it looks like they got the ink out of like a computer cartridge. It just looks so fucking bad.
Yeah.
It's so like, never dye your hair black.
No. On Real Housewives of New Jersey one time, Joe Gorga got in a fight with his brother-in-law and they wrestled and like all the hair dye came off on his brother's shirt. Yeah, it was so funny. It's something like I'll never forget about that episode. They were like wrestling and like fighting and he was like, look at my shirt. He's like, this is from the hair dye. And I was like, dying. I'm like, it's like black squid ink.
The one ew.
Now is like, I'm clean shaven and I fucking can't stand it.
Are you clean shaven for real estate?
Yeah, I did it for headshots.
Oh.
Like, I was like, you know, I should do this. And then I shaved and immediately after I was like, this is a fucking mistake.
How long does it take for a beard to grow back for you?
Well, I never can grow a full beard. Because I'm a child. But it'll be a couple of weeks before I'm back to like what it was. But I don't even know. Like, I'll probably bring the mustache in and then.
Oh, hit him with the stash.
Perv. Yeah.
What?
Go with perv neighbor.
Yeah, for sure. Southern perv neighbor. That's where it's at.
Imagine Alan selling you a house. I just can't.
I don't know, because I don't imagine buying a house ever. I'll be poor forever.
Alan, so you have a surprise for us today, right?
I do have a surprise.
I'm scared.
Well, first of all, I want to shout out one of our Patreon listeners, Sierra Ryan, for giving us this idea. We do listen to you guys. In fact, the next couple episodes are all baddie based, I would say, all ideas that you have sent us. And this one I read on the Patreon comments and I was like, ooh, Alan, let's do this. You have to get this ready for us.
So, I have no idea. I'm always in the dark. Yeah, I'm like the dumb friend who just like tags along.
I am in the dark for once too, so I'm excited.
So what we're doing is we're going onto Reddit. which is a dangerous place.
I don't even know what Reddit is, so continue.
Can you explain to Tracy and the baddies out there that don't use Reddit, like, what it is?
So, Tracy, imagine Twitter, but all of the porn is much more pronounced. Mm-hmm. That's Reddit.
Oh.
Like,
that's why I don't know what it is.
Reddit is it's basically a big forum where you can put all different kinds of things. There are different forums, which is one of the ones we're on today, called Am I the Asshole? But a lot of it is, if you know someone who's on Reddit a lot, it's porn. No matter what they tell you, it's porn.
All right.
But Am I the Asshole is a forum where people ask the question, am I the asshole for whatever story.
Okay. You know, like, am I the bad guy in the story?
Exactly.
Cool. Got it. And understood.
I love a lot of these because, like, the title will make someone seem like absolutely the asshole or like not an asshole at all. And then you read the story and you're like, oh, you are a fucking piece of shit.
Oh, okay. I'm ready. This sounds fun.
Let's see. I'm going to pull up one where I think this person is a bad person. And then we'll get into some of the fresh, brand new stories.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for telling my son I was disappointed after he and his wife lied about my grandson's birth date?
No.
So, first impressions.
No.
What are we thinking?
Am I the asshole for what?
For wanting to know when your grandson was born? No.
Nope. For telling my son I was disappointed after he and his wife lied about my grandson's birthday.
Still no.
No. Why would they? Yeah, why would they lie about a birthday? That's fucking weird.
All right. And the story. My son, 23, and his wife just had a baby boy. Everyone is overjoyed and excited, but there are some issues that have arisen recently. When my daughter-in-law was pregnant, I suggested that I host a welcoming party for my grandson right after she got discharged from the hospital. I've made arrangements and even emptied a room for them to stay, but for some reason she was against it and said she'd rather spend the first few weeks at home with her newborn. Not only that, but she said no to the welcoming party. My husband and I talked to my son and he said, we'll see. But just a couple of days ago, we found out that my daughter-in-law had given birth 2 weeks ago and no one knew about it. My nephew told me, and I immediately called my son. He confirmed it. He and his wife lied, then hid the date of birth from the family. I told him this was not acceptable, lying just because they didn't want a welcoming party, and I love and support being given from our family. I told him I was disappointed because, for one, he ruined our welcoming for our grandbaby. And also, I invited family members, and they're all rightfully disappointed as well. He said it was his last resort after I kept pushing and making my wife uncomfortable, but that was not appreciated because we were just trying to celebrate the new family member in a proper manner. We had an argument and he ended the call saying I ruined his joy for his newborn. My husband started texting him since he stopped replying to our phone calls and is now threatening to block my nephew for tattling, but I think my nephew was decent enough to inform my family. Otherwise, God knows how long my son and his wife are going to hide their son just to keep us at arm's length.
This whole family sounds toxic.
Right? We've always been kind and welcoming to my daughter-in-law and her family. I don't know why she would do this and disrespect the family like that. On the other hand, some family members see it as justified action because we insisted on the party.
Okay, so first of all, this is why you shouldn't have children at 23, because you are still a child.
Yeah.
You are still a child. Like, so yes, the mother-in-law was completely overbearing and out of line because most new moms want to be home.
Yeah,
she made a decision. Doesn't matter. Whatever the mom wants to do, she wants to do. But the mom needs to communicate that and learn to communicate with her new
mother-in-law.
And like to lie about their grandchild being born is fucking
crazy.
That's
absurd. How long are you going to fake their birthday for?
That's nuts.
Years?
They're all at this whole. It's a family.
The whole
of
family
assholes.
Is assholes. Yeah,
that's what I was gonna say, like everybody in this story is an asshole.
Yeah, and I'm a little overwhelmed with the fact that they invited family members in, like that flew in without like confirming.
I feel like this is a very old school.
They have to be thing. Italian.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, they've got to be Italian.
Like, this is like our parents did. Like, when Hispanic, they came home from home, like the hospital. Like, and I just think our parents' generation, this is what you did. And I think now we are kind of drawing a line in the sand and being like, no, that's not what I want.
Yeah.
But I get it. Families can be overbearing. But Jesus Christ, don't lie about when the kid was born. It's crazy to me.
They have every right to be. Yeah, like what happens if something went wrong in those 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Like with the baby. And then the grandparents had no idea. Meanwhile, they were so excited about this baby, and then something happened and they had to be like, oh no, our 2 week old. What? That sounds ridiculous.
In the time of COVID, a welcoming party right as you leave the hospital?
No.
Probably not a great idea.
No. But that's where the mother-in-law needs to take a fucking seat.
Hey, Alan. Do you notice anything about Tracy? Where
should he?
I mean, like always, there's a dick in front of her.
Oh.
Just going to pretend like that's not there.
Jessica texted me on the way, and she was like, I have a prezi for you. And I was like, what's it going to be? And it's a little chode.
Isn't he so cute?
He is really cute, though. It's got two eyes. And definitely all of the detail.
Like, I feel like Tracy just placed him there and forgot.
I forgot. I was like, wait, is there something about me that I should know?
Sitting in bird's eye view of her whole look, her whole thing going on. Just a little wiener.
I was
like,
are you sure you want me to talk about this on air? What's going on?
Yeah. No, we're definitely not talking about that.
Are you going to name him? Because all of our dicks have names.
Yeah, okay. Winston.
I love it. Winnie.
Winnie.
Oh my God, Winnie the Chode!
Yeah, Winnie the Chode.
All right, I love this game. Let's hit this up with another
one.
Hit
me more Reddit.
Am I the asshole for bringing my entire family to the restaurant where my girlfriend was working as a server in order to meet her?
Yes, 100%. There's absolutely no reason anybody should be forcefully met a family, especially while work, especially as a waitress. I remember being the most angry I've ever been when I was waitressing.
I just pictured Olive Garden, so.
Oh, yeah.
When you mention bringing your family, like, who do you imagine?
Your parents, your siblings, maybe a favorite cousin.
Parents.
I would think parents. Anyway, I, 24 male, have been dating my girlfriend, 26 female, for several months. She works as a server at a local popular restaurant. My family has been, for a few weeks now, asking to meet her. I have two older sisters, as well as three nieces, and mother and father who are both in their late 50s. My girlfriend doesn't have a good relationship with her own parents and has expressed envy over me having a good relationship with mine.
Oh, no.
I've asked her a few times to come with me to meet my family, but she always had an excuse why she couldn't. Anyway, last weekend, I brought my whole family, my parents as well as my sisters and their husbands and their kids.
Their husbands.
To her restaurant. I requested a table in her section.
Oh, cringe.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
When she saw us, I could tell she was taken aback, but she did her job well and even took the time to talk to us all and get to know my parents, sisters, brothers-in-law, and nieces as well as she could while still doing her job and taking care of her other customers.
The girl's a fucking hero.
Upon leaving, my entire family expressed that they really liked her and that I was lucky. They were glad to have met her. They also left her a huge tip. I thought the whole thing was fine. However, after she got off my shift, my girlfriend texted me and said, thanks a lot, you jackass.
Agree.
I called her and she went off on me about how I shouldn't have blindsided her by bringing my whole family and how she should have had the chance to meet my family on her terms.
100%.
I responded that she didn't seem to want to meet my family whenever I brought it up. So I figured if it were ever going to happen, this would be how. But she said what I did was wrong and that she had to give my family special attention at the expense of her other tables, which I think wasn't true.
You would know, you're a waiter, right?
This guy's delusional.
A dick.
And yeah. Very thirsty. And the parents are not helping to even condone bombarding her at her job.
I don't want
weird.
Anyone I know at my job. Do you know what I mean?
Right, like, what the fuck? I don't want you, as my boyfriend, to come into work where I am working.
Let alone your family.
So I have to serve you.
Yeah, endless breadsticks. No thank you.
We're not going to Olive Garden, Jessica. It's not all about OG.
Wow, we're definitely going today. You don't need a reservation there.
No, we're not going there.
You don't need a reservation there.
My allergies are kicking in.
I want Tracy to try my death row meal. We've been planning this for like weeks. And it's so hard to get a reservation there. They only had like a really early time. So I don't think we're going to go. But that leaves the door open for Olive Garden. Just saying.
I'm not going to Olive Garden.
Just saying.
My mom will be disappointed in me. My grandmother will stop speaking to me.
Alfredo dipping sauce?
I had to hide in the corner the last time you stole me there.
All I picture this poor girl with the whole family is her cranking the cheese on like the aunt, the cousin.
Yeah. Let me know when to stop. And the mother-in-law's like, keep going.
The nieces and shit, like just out of control. Yeah, no. Are you the asshole? Yes. Yes, you are.
The guy is the asshole. Unnecessary.
We need like a bell for when they're the asshole.
Yeah. Can you add that in, Alan?
Can you do your job, Alan?
Well, we surely can't do ours, so.
Show is canceled now.
Show is canceled. You thought he was kidding when he said he's getting real estate and leaving. He's really going to leave us.
He's going to be selling like $1 million houses and leave us.
He's going to be like, these bitches think that I'm going to fucking help them. They're wrong.
Alan, ring the bell. Like, what is he away?
Ding, ding, ding.
Server. Like, Alan, ding, 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 ding. But yes, you are the asshole. Ding, 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 ding. All right, hit us with another one.
Am I the asshole for giving away my ex-husband's dog?
Yes.
I'm going to say this. She's not going to be the asshole. That's my vote, but go ahead.
Married for 2 years, been together for 3. We have an almost 1-year-old son together. We bought the dog together, but it was entirely my ex's responsibility, if that makes sense. He does all the work. We jointly paid for her. 4 months ago, my ex disappeared for 45 days without any warning. He travels for work. He's a journalist, so it's not uncommon to see him leave for a week or so or there, but never for this long and never without notice. He was unreachable the entire time. He returned home as if little had happened. He, without notifying me, left the country and flew to Italy for work. He claims his cell phone was stolen en route to the airport, and he worked for 3 days and decided to just stay there and bicycle across the entirety of Italy. He took a vacation, basically. I thought he was a missing person, or worse, dead. We separated and will be getting divorced. He's not welcome back home. And while he was gone, on week 2, I gave his dog away to a stranger. I did all the background checks and all that, but it did go to a stranger. I don't like dogs. Don't have time to care for any pets, and it wasn't my responsibility. So I gave her away to people who could take even better care of her. My ex is livid, and I don't care. Was I the asshole?
No.
I see why you biked across the country.
Like, no, and I knew this from the beginning. Just want to point that out. I knew that she wasn't an asshole from the first second.
I think she's an asshole.
I think she's an asshole. I think he is also an asshole, because it seems like they weren't exes until he did this, and you're a huge fucking asshole if you disappear for 45 days on your wife and kid.
And dog.
Yeah, your dog you love so much. I thought you were going to say, like, kidnapped by the Taliban or some shit.
Oh my God, can you imagine?
You're just biking around Italy.
No, she's not an asshole. She gave the dog to somebody who wants to take care of them. What she'd be an asshole for is keeping a dog in a house and not paying any attention to it.
Whoa. That's true.
Yeah.
That's fair.
A dog needs love. And if they're definitely not going to get it from her because she doesn't even like dogs, then it should go somewhere.
But what kind of person doesn't like dogs? An asshole.
Oh, well.
Bing bong.
Fuck your life.
Fuck your life. Bing bong. Fuck your life.
A dog's name was Joe Byron. All right. Next one. Another group of assholes.
Yeah. Hit us with more assholes.
We hate everyone.
Oh God, this one's so long.
All right, hold on. Let's go to commercial break really quick. Yeah? Yeah, yeah? And we come back, more assholes? And not the kind that you'd like to see, like Tracy's asshole with the little diamond stud? No.
Little bling in it?
Yeah. Little bling, bling.
Actual assholes. We'll be right back, baddies.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's talk about one of my favorite things, and that's food. In particular, HelloFresh. And what is HelloFresh? If you haven't tried it, you're going to get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip the trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. I love HelloFresh. I'm not just saying I love HelloFresh. Like, I genuinely love HelloFresh. It's so good. It's not just easy. It's delicious. They have everything. Okay, so they've got, if you're watching your calories, if you are vegetarian, if you have a large family, and that's what I order. I order the family size meals, and but I follow the pictures, and I can actually make a perfect meal to the point where I'm impressing people, okay? HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal, and on average, I save $65 a month when I order HelloFresh instead of grocery shopping. What are you waiting for? Let's do this together. Go to HelloFresh.com/example16 and use code example16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Baddies, now is the time to try it. If you haven't tried it and you've thought about it, now is the time. You're going to go to HelloFresh.com/example16 and use code example16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. You know, sometimes we all just need a moment, a few minutes to ourselves. And for me, it's on hour 1100 of Cocomelon. And what's nice is that when I play Best Fiends, like, I can do so while my daughter's occupied, I'm occupied, we're both playing, we're both having fun. And I just love it. It's such an escape. And it's good for my brain. It's good for my mental health. I just love Best Fiends. If you're not playing, what are you waiting for? Come join Tracy and I in the fun of Best Fiends. Okay, I probably should tell you what Best Fiends is if you haven't played. It's a mobile puzzle game that anyone can play and download, whether you have a few minutes to yourself or a few hours. Not gonna lie, I've been there. Best Fiends is the perfect puzzle game to lose yourself in just because you're having fun. The game features tons of cute characters that help you solve thousands of fun puzzles. The more you play, the more characters you collect, and the more you win, the more challenges you face. And, you know, they're always doing fun events, and this is what I really love about Best Fiends, is that there's always something to look forward to, especially during the seasons. And right now, the Season of Festivals event is going on. Play Best Fiends. What are you waiting for? Do it today. Download it free today on the App Store or Google Play. I promise you, baddies, you'll never be bored. Trust me on that. Download Best Fiends free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. If you're thinking about making a resolution this year, instead of depriving yourself, why not focus on providing for yourself? Yes, this is my sexy voice and it's not great. But you know what is? Dipsy. With Dipsy, you can focus on giving yourself pleasure, which is a habit you'll want to keep all year. Dipsy Stories is an app full of sexy audio stories, and now they even have a brand new section that is written stories. No matter who you're into or what turns you on, Dipsy helps bring the stories to life anytime, anywhere. Close your eyes and let yourself get lost in a world where only good things happen and pleasure is your only priority. Explore your fantasies in a safe, shame-free way. There are hundreds of stories to choose from and they release new content every week, so there's always more to explore. And Dipsy also has wellness sessions to help you wind down and explore, and sleep sessions to help you drift off. I am a fan of the sleep sessions. If you have not done one yet and you have trouble sleeping because your mind is heavy, please give it a try. It is amazing how just calming it is and how it just takes over your body. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipsystories.com/bad examples. dipsystories.com/bad examples.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
Okay, we're back with more assholes. Just to be clear, not the same as buttholes. Assholes. Mm-hmm. Alan, can you shorten this one?
I will try.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for letting my toddler play with his aunt's makeup and rip a few store receipts from her purse?
Yeah.
Depends how much of an asshole the toddler was. Carry on.
Yesterday, my son had gotten into his aunt's purse and took everything out before I could notice. Money, cards, Altoids, Band-Aids, makeup, all over the floor. Needless to say, she was pretty upset and got onto him for getting into things he shouldn't. So far, things are okay. But then she gets onto me for not keeping an eye on him and for letting him go through her stuff. But I kind of chalk it up to the fact that she just woke up. Obviously, I'm partly responsible, but if I'm working and she's perfectly capable of watching him, or at the very least capable of putting her purse away in her room and not leaving it out on the living room floor, I feel like she should also be somewhat responsible. I retort back that she shouldn't be keeping valuables on the floor like that and explain that I can't keep an eye on him 24/7. We got into a small argument and I tell her that if she can't put her stuff away, I can't be bothered to stop him.
Whoa.
So, fast forward to this morning. Her purse is once again on the living room floor by the couch.
Uh-oh.
I do catch him in the act of taking it out, but remembering yesterday's spat, I just let him. $30 worth of eyeliner and mascara all over his clothes and face and on the floor, coins thrown about, a few Target and fast food receipts are being torn to shreds. Sure, I could have stepped in and stopped him, but I figure it's on her this time for not making the effort to put her purse up in the room after yesterday. Not to mention he managed to use up all the Band-Aids, this time leaving only the wrappers. He is my son, so he's my responsibility. But I don't feel like I'm responsible for her belongings if she won't put them up or keep an eye out to make sure he's not getting into them. Am I the asshole for letting him dig through her belongings?
This is a very exhausting topic, because I just feel like everybody is such an asshole in their own way.
This hits close to home, too, because it feels like, your toddlers are assholes.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
You know what I'm saying? And but clearly, the first time was an accident. The second time was petty, straight pettiness.
Yeah, but Jess loves a good petty moment, so.
I do.
Yeah, so I don't think she's an asshole. I think she literally should have been, like, taking the person, thrown it in their own, be like, he did it again. And been like, I'm not going to tell you the next time. There's no warning. It's not my problem. But I don't think she's an asshole. Like, her kid is the asshole.
Yeah. The child sucks. Why is the child unwrapping every Band-Aid? What a psycho. I mean, I'm trying to think.
The girl needs to keep her stuff away.
Cecily's 100%. A toddler.
That's like me leaving my stuff upstairs and Cecily, while we're recording, like, ripping through my purse. Like, because it's on the floor. Is it her fault? No, it's my fault. I shouldn't have put the friggin' purse on the floor.
It'd actually be Denny's fault.
It would be Denny's fault, which I'm comfortable blaming him.
At least you'd hear her doing it, because then up on the floor above you, you'd hear me.
Shut up, you dick. I don't have my vibrator in my purse at this moment.
Why does Tracy have her hand up again?
I literally didn't touch anything. Why is this assuming I have a question? I don't have a question.
I'll lower your hand for you. You're good.
I don't think this iPad likes me.
If you're watching on Patreon, you'll understand. There's like a hand symbol every once in a while.
Where you like raise your hand.
Am I the asshole for telling a kid about dogs' anal glands?
No, it's a fact of life. Carry on.
Did the child try to shove the fingers in the anal glands or some weird shit?
I have two dogs and needed to take them to the vet to get their anal glands emptied. My friend and her kid, who is 8, was visiting me, and I told them I can't meet with him the next day due to the vet visit. The kid got worried and upset that the dogs were sick, so I told him the dogs have anal glands that express their own scent when they poop, but sometimes the glands don't get emptied properly and a vet needs to empty them. This was fine, but then the kid asked how the vet does it, and I told the kid the truth. The vet puts a finger up the dog's bum and squeezes the glands. The kid looked grossed out for a second, but said, okay, and continued playing with one of the dogs.
I wish I could unhear this whole story.
My friend wasn't there during the conversation. After they left, the kid had bombed my friend with questions about vet's jobs and doctors and fingers up bums, and do they do that to humans? And my friend wasn't quite happy with me. I'm not big with kids, but I don't think I did anything inappropriate. Am I the asshole?
I mean, would you care if I talk like Skylar about anal glands?
My kids know a lot about a lot. I wouldn't really care, but I truly don't need to hear that story ever again. As an adult, I don't need to hear about anal glands. Because I know, like, when they drag their little butts, that means they have to go to the vet. But, like, I don't want to know what you do to my dog when I drop that dog off.
So, Beetlejuice, a.k.a. Bobo, has had anal gland issues because he's a Frenchie and they're the worst. They've got a million issues.
Oh, really?
But he doesn't do any, like, signs like that. There's no scooting. It's just a fucking explosion.
What do you mean?
So...
like diarrhea?
If anyone's eating breakfast, lower the volume.
I don't know if I can handle this right now.
So we call it fishing. We're like, oh, beat fish. This is what we say. Because it's when he's very relaxed, when he's mellow, and we're on the couch. That's why there's blankets everywhere. Because he'll be relaxed, and all of a sudden you just smell this, like, fishy, disgusting smell.
Yeah.
And it's like discharge from his asshole. And it's
disgusting. No, I'm done here.
So I feel like the anal gland conversation is a conversation I'm going to have to have.
I don't like this.
When, you know, it's horrific. We go into full panic mode. Like, I don't want to know if, like, my family had an actual crisis, what we do, because it's like, round up the blankets, we all change our clothes for no reason. The dog, we throw him in the bath. Like, it's just chaos.
Ew, I don't like this at all.
It hasn't happened in a while, like, now that I think about it, which now I'm thinking, are we not paying enough attention to him? But
now I'm in my head.
but yeah, no, I don't think I'd care. I don't know. Do you think they're an asshole, Alan?
I don't think they're an asshole for explaining why the dog had to go to the vet. It depends largely on the age of the child. You might be an asshole for telling them how he does it, because now I'm a little worried that kid is maybe interested in becoming a vet and is going to start sticking their finger in things' butts.
True. Tracy, can I just say something about your phone? So I'm very distracted today. Tracy's phone, like, lights up. Doesn't that drain your battery?
No, it's every time I get a text, it, like, flashes like a flash on my phone. So, like,
Alan,
exactly right there.
It looks like she's clubbing. It's so obnoxious. It's so perfect for her.
It's because every time I put my phone down at home, I can never find it because it's always on airplane mode or silent. So the only way to find my phone is, like, I'm like, oh, I hope somebody texts me so that it will flash and I'll be able to find it in my house.
It is like a club in her pocket, and that's your flashlight going off, right? It has to
No, it's an alert. It's like, instead of it beeping and ringing, it flashes so that I know I got a text.
Yeah, but it's like your flash, like, it's...
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
Like, connected to the flashlight.
Doesn't that drain her battery?
No.
Is that why you're... What's your battery on right now?
90.
Oh, all right. I'm impressed.
I got the 13.
I'm impressed.
The other phone, you can charge, and in an hour, I had the 11 XR, and in an hour, it was dead. And it wasn't on me. It was just literally the phone is shit battery.
Your, like, phone
13,
was always dead.
If this shit goes all night.
Now let me see my shit. Damn, you got more battery than me.
Yeah, it's a 13. This battery lasts forever. I mean, cut me a check. iPhone, Apple, whatever it is.
Well, people, Tracy's walking in, they're like, don't judge a book by its cover. And then her little club goes off.
I am the only cover that you could probably judge, and it's exactly correct.
Exactly what you think it is.
I saw a comedian the other day talking about the flash, actually, because he was, like, in line at a store, and this guy in front of him, like, suddenly it flashed, and he thought he took a picture. And he was like, man, you can just ask if you want a picture. And the guy was like, I don't want a picture of you. I got a text message. And I was like, damn.
Oh, that's weird.
Wait, can you do it one more time for the people watching at home?
Can you text me? Yeah. It'll go off.
Hold it like into the camera.
I can see myself in the reflection. That's funny.
It blinks like 4 or 5 times, says you have a text message, but it doesn't ring.
What does it say?
Jess Romano calling.
What does the text say?
What does the text say? Here we go. If I'm going to have to regret reading this out loud right now, I hate you.
Okay. All right. I want to know, do any of you have an am I the asshole story? I know you do, but you won't say it. It's such a good, it'd be so good.
My asshole story?
Yeah, but no, we're not saying it. Just not.
Oh, yeah. I have a ton of them.
Can you think of one? Am I the asshole? Alan, do you have an am I the asshole?
Am I the asshole for telling on my friend who worked at a chocolate shop and showed her tits and it got her fired?
That didn't happen. It didn't I don't know where. I would love to go back in time and find out like how this rumor started. I would love to go back. I'm dying to know.
I'll never forget the day Denny calls me like on the job and is like, hey, is it true Tracy showed her tits and got fired?
Do you know when I worked at a chocolate shop? I was 14. Imagine me showing my tits at 14. Like, put it together. Let's go, people. Get it together. What an absurd story. Maybe at like 18. But no. That's such a weird story. They're still friends with my family. Pretty sure we wouldn't be friends with them anymore. But okay.
Am I the asshole for constantly bringing up how Jessica shit her pants in line for a club?
That will forever be my favorite story. The number one I don't potty talk person in my whole life was like, I shit my pants online. Like,
well, no, that's not true. She shit her dress. She didn't have on pants.
Well, luckily, she shit her dress. So it just like went everywhere.
Someone literally I took a screenshot to read this to you guys. You know how we have like the responses on Instagram?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, but they were like,
you're okay.
Is this have to do with Jess shitting her pants? I'm like, really? You're gonna bring that up right now? Is where we're taking this? Let me think. Am I the asshole? Let's all think for a second. All
right. Am I the asshole? I don't know, but I just feel like mine has to be like kid related, like mom related. Oh, am I the asshole for not talking to any other moms at school because I don't get along with them or fit in with them and I only have one mom friend at school?
Whoa.
Why don't you fit in with them?
Yeah.
Because they're all just like, I just feel like most of them are very like, oh, well, we need to get home and wash up and blah, blah, and like just like, what are they called? Stepford moms? Like, I'm not a Stepford mom. I'm not, like, anal retentive with my kids. Like, I'm very chill with them, and we have, like, our own relationship. Like, I'm pretty sure they would hate me if they found out, like, my 5- and 6-year-old knew about periods. Like,
right. Right.
They'd probably hate me as mom and be like, oh, what kind of mother tells their 5-year-old about her period? I'm like, well, because I'm bleeding out, and I want my daughters to know I'm not dying. All I tell them is like, this is how it is. Like, a period just means you're healthy and you're not pregnant. Amen. And like, we move along. Now my kids don't think it's a big deal, but like, most moms are not trayway parenting.
Here's the, I don't know if you can see it. It says, was last year the one with the Jessica? This is, I said, tell me your favorite episodes. Yeah. And they wrote from this year, was last year the one with the Jess's underwear at the club? So casual.
So traumatic.
Like that. No, that was not this year, and I cannot believe that is your
and
favorite
I can't believe
moment.
We're still out of all the moments, just shitting her pants is your favorite.
Fuck.
I think that was like what our confessions episode where we had Rachel guest.
Yeah,
it was a good one.
Goodness.
So are you the asshole for like?
Like, am I the asshole for not wanting to associate with other moms at school because I don't really get along with them? And I think our parenting techniques are very different.
Mm.
And I only get along with Skylar's mom's best friend. Like, I get along with other moms. Like, when we have events and stuff, I'll speak to everyone. I'll talk to everybody. But, like, I have no interest in hanging out.
Mm.
Does that make me an asshole?
Did you mean Skylar's best friend's mom?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. Skylar's best friend's mom. Yeah, her and me are friends. We have mutual friends.
Mom's best friend. I'm like, so your best friend.
Yeah, weird. I don't know what's happening. I'm talking in circles. Yeah, Skylar's best friend is Charlotte, and I'm really close with her mom, Margaret.
I think like, maybe the kids are too young right now. Like, yeah. Maybe when they get older, that will change.
I'll have to be cool with them. Have a drink with them.
Yeah.
Really?
At some point.
Oh.
Especially, okay. Like, if the kids start dating and you got to do that whole thing where it's like,
I have to pretend to like their
boyfriend's. If you don't like mom. The family, approve of the relationship so it ends.
All right. I really love this relationship. They'll never stay with them. Good call. Let me go for the worst possible guy that I can, just like my mother.
Oh, my God.
That's what my kids will be saying.
Oh, my God. Give us, like, the last two, and we'll wrap it up.
All right. Yeah, because, like, I have an Am I the Asshole, but I don't know that I'm ready to, like, get called out quite yet.
You? No, Alan, we need it.
I'll tell these, and we'll see if I'll do it. We'll see.
Okay.
Would I be the asshole if I told my daughter's friend's father that my daughter doesn't want to be friends with her anymore, and why?
Yeah, it's not your fucking business.
My 13-year-old daughter has a group of tight-knit friends and is smart, popular, funny, confident, and very, very mature for her age. I already think this woman's the asshole because of how she described her 13-year-old. No 13-year-old is good.
Right. Also, one of the first things she said was popular, which means she will literally do anything to stay popular. Mm-hmm. You work to get in, you work to stay in.
Wow.
Popularity.
Wow.
She has a friend that causes her stress owing to her friend's immature behavior. They're 13. They are immature.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter and her friend used to go to the same school, but 2 years ago, her friend started attending a private school in town. Then she was well-liked by most kids and definitely parents. Personally, I think she's funny and will hopefully do well later in life. The problem is, when my daughter gets together with her, while they do have mostly fun, the friend does and says things that bother my daughter. She's taken my daughter's phone when she was in the bathroom and posted things on social media that embarrassed my daughter. She said spiteful things, been selfish, etc. Kid stuff, but more because my daughter is uncomfortable with it. The other issue is that my daughter's friends absolutely do not like this person and want nothing to do with her. She's become a social pariah. I feel very bad for her.
What's a pariah?
A pariah is someone that it's basically like that kid that nobody talks to.
Oh, like a leper?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. A little nice. Different. They're not like, don't have things falling off, but yeah.
Do I not know what leper means?
Ever referred to someone who had leprosy?
Oh, no. I've heard people say like a social leper. I thought that was like a thing. What the fuck is leprosy?
Alan, you're going to have to insert the more you know here, okay?
I've got to.
The more you know. Sorry, go ahead.
I'm serious, Alan. Can you do that?
Leprosy is a contagious disease that affects the skin, mucous membranes, and nerves, causing discoloration and lumps on the skin, and in severe cases, disfigurement and deformities. Leprosy is now mainly confined to tropical Africa and Asia. There is a very popular story of leprosy from the Bible, and leprosy is big, not a big thing anymore, but it used to be a big deal. That's leprosy. And when you're thinking of a social leper, you're thinking of a social pariah or a social piranha, if you will, Tracy. The more you know with Alan.
She's become a social pariah. I feel very bad for her as I know she's acting out because she feels alienated and lost all her friends when she went to the new school. I know she's struggling to make friends there as her father and I are friends. He calls often and asks for our girls to have playdates, but my daughter begs me not to. To spare feelings, I make up excuses every time. This has been going on for a little while now, and I don't know how obvious it's becoming. Would I be the asshole if I spoke to her dad about it honestly? My wife thinks no, let it sort itself out. Teenage drama stuff. I feel like I would want to know if I was her father, whom I also feel bad for in this situation. But I don't want to hurt the girl's feelings if he then tells her. Plus, I don't want any blowback for my daughter.
You need to confirm with your daughter that you want to bring it up to her father, the kid's father. It has to be, you can't go behind your own kid's back and tell something that she doesn't want or isn't ready to have been said.
Mm-hmm. I would say, like, this isn't even a thing about being friends. Like, if you're going to talk to the girl's father, it needs to be like, hey, I've noticed some behavior in their friend group. What do you think? Like, this is totally one of those situations where I think parents have to be parents and make sure this daughter's not going to get fucking bullied.
Right. Well, yeah, that's a huge concern. I don't know. The fact that she took my daughter's phone, like, Skylar said something to me today, and she was like, I was dropping her off. She was sitting in my truck at the bus stop, and she was like, I don't know, like, this one, like, bullies me and takes my ball when I bring my ball in. And I was like, who bullies you? What do you mean? Like, and then she was like, oh, well, he always just takes my ball. I'm like, and what do you say when they take it? And she's like, that I want it back. And I'm like, and do they give it? And she's like, no. And I'm like, you know what? Get me the name of this kid. Like, because now I'm going to have to talk to their parents. Like, and me talking to their parents is going to go a lot different.
What ball?
She brings, like, this ball to school that they bring outside to recess. But every time you throw it and it bounces, it lights up. So it's mad cool. So, like, everyone wants to play with it. But, like,
is it a boy that's taking it?
Yeah. And
he's probably flirting with her.
I said to her, I was like, is he mean to you? Or is he, like does he, is one of the kids, because there's a lot of kids in her class that like her. And I'm like, is it one of the boys who like you? And she was like, no, he's, like, mean to me, blah, blah, blah. I was like, don't ever let him bully you. I was like, are you kidding? I'm like, Skylar, either you work it out at school or mommy works it out with their parents. And you know how that's going to go. So let's make sure we wrap it up at school. Because
probably likes her. It's what boys do. They're mean.
Like, really mean. Like, really mean. And I don't like it. And all I need is for my ex to find out that a boy in school is being mean to her. He'll lose his mind. Like,
ugh.
Yeah. Like, so I'm trying to work it out pre over here. Mm-hmm, so, because mm-hmm. I at least have a little more self-control. Because once it gets over there, then it's going to be a real problem. So.
How dare you, like I used to act in school.
Yeah, right? So I don't know, like, I was just like very, and this was the first time I was hearing about it. I was like, is he like bullying you, like he's mean to you? Or like, I don't know, I'm very worried about bullies because I just know how I react as a parent, and I'm so scared of that shit. But I just feel like this parent needs to, like, really take their kid and be like, is this something you want me to address? Like, is it easier for me to talk to her dad and tell her what it is than you having to deal with her and all the stuff that's going on? Like, right or no?
For sure. As Alan said, this is one of those cases where parents have to parent.
Yeah, parents have to parent.
Shit.
Potatoes have to potato.
All right, Alan, we're ready for your story. Oh, my God.
Oof.
Yeah.
Is Alan the asshole?
You can always cut it, Alan. Don't worry. Just tell us.
Yeah,
your
just
secret
tell us.
Safe, this is a safe
just,
place.
Yeah, just the three of us.
I'll do the same thing. I'll do the little blurb.
Okay, blurb up.
Blurb it.
Am I the asshole for hoping that my brother's widow and her new boyfriend break up?
Whoa.
That shit is so good. That was way better than any of ours.
Way better. Wow. Are so, you? I don't know.
Wait. Your brother and his new widow?
No, no. My brother's Corey's wife, Breelyn.
Oh, and her new boyfriend.
Her new boyfriend.
No, you're not the. Why? Well, why? I would like to hear an explanation before I say no.
I don't think I'm an asshole, but I also know there's asshole tendencies in this. So, like, I am really uncomfortable with the fact that, not that she has a boyfriend, but that they have moved on so quickly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
That in November, she was taking family pictures and sending out Christmas cards with them because he has a daughter. And
oh my God.
Posting a lot of things, like, for Valentine's Day. It was like, this is my Prince Charming, somebody I've always needed in my life. And so, like, for us, it feels very much like
this probably went on during.
Like, she was with somebody new saying I love you before Corey was fucking cold in the ground. And that's really fucked up for me. And I feel like she's rebounded a lot because she needed somebody. Mm. But I hope that they break up because I don't know. I feel like she's replaced Corey in her life so easily. And
I don't think you're the asshole. I think that's a huge part of grieving, to, like, not be comfortable with the way other people handle their grief. Like, I think for her to have moved on and be, like, texting with somebody to try to, like, get her mind off of it, I understand that's a part of grief. But to just be like, this is my Prince Charming, and be so in love,
she's
like months
you're
after.
You're saying she took Christmas pictures, Alan?
That's rather soon.
He lives with them.
This is aggressive.
They're, like, they're there together. It's him, her, and he has joint custody but his daughter.
Some, oh. This is some southern shit. I'll tell you.
This is not for some, the north.
Some
we would
white
never.
Trash
we, would,
shit.
We would slash your fucking tires before yeah. we allowed this shit to happen.
Not for the north.
not for the north. But okay. Do you have to have any connection with her anymore? Like, do you have any like communication or?
So I mean, we're like still on Facebook, and I really was trying after Corey died to be more present, but. Since she started in this relationship, I've not, because like I'm really uncomfortable, and
okay.
she's mentioned like my mom multiple times about she wants to bring him down so she can visit the grave and my parents can meet him, and we're all like, no,
cringe.
I have douche chills.
Oh, it's so just like get
so
a grip.
I would just cut this girl out.
He's also 31, which I'm like, yo, what the fuck? He's older than me.
How old is she?
25.
Yoinks.
That's not that much. A lot of girls like older because it's like the more mature, and like she's already been through a lot of shit and lost somebody. I don't know. For her to go for like a 20 something year old who understands death and losing like a loved one, they may never understand that. That part I like the age gap, whatever, but like her wanting to bring him to Corey's grave is a hard fucking no for me.
Her sending out Christmas cards is because I understand, okay, they live together, but it seems like rubbing it in everyone's faces.
Yeah, look how happy we are after somebody I love just died.
Yeah.
Like, that's not okay. But
I mean no likey.
Mean no likey.
Hard pass.
I think I'm the asshole for not liking it. The part that makes me feel like I'm a little bit of an asshole is the hoping they break up.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has. I hope certain people break up. But here we are.
Well, at least I'm the asshole.
No, I don't think you're the asshole. I think everyone has reasons for feeling a certain way.
I agree, Alan. I'd be like how you feel, except I'd be like raging.
But Jess would be medicated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one thing that we've all kind of talked about, and mostly Thomas and I, is that in reality, right before Corey died, they had just separated. Mm. So they were divorced. So like we were gonna be in this situation regardless. It wouldn't be a big deal if Corey were still alive.
Okay.
No one would care at all. But
so
it's like
the death is the problem, yeah. I would just cut her out, to be completely honest. I would just have zero fucking contact with her.
It's so hard though, because it's like a part of like Corey lives in through her. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like that's part of why my mom has held on. The rest of us are like arm's length, but my mom's been holding on really hard.
And she's like, got stories and memories, and like you can't just cut that off. You just can't.
Right. Yeah, because my mom feels like it's her only connection still to Corey.
Yeah. But
really true. The rest.
So she's like posting on Facebook and shit, this new relationship. Like that's just like.
Seems very in your face.
She made a whole new Facebook page before she did this. So that, like, I think her idea was, I've got this page where with Corey, it's my picture with Corey.
I appreciate her making a second Instagram, Facebook for it.
We wouldn't see it, but then, of course, we all added her, not knowing that was the purpose. So we saw it in.
Well, she tried. She tried to keep it private, if nothing else.
The other part that annoys me is, like, she's using Corey's last name. That's not her legal name, and I'm like kind of uncomfortable with how she's using it now that she's in this basically brand new family.
Yeah, me no likey that either.
Yeah, I think she needs to ditch.
She's
the
using
name.
Waters.
Yeah.
Oh hell no! Give me back
Waters.
Waters
is a privilege.
It's
the
a
fuck?
Privilege.
Not okay.
Mm-mm. You're not
she
the
needs
asshole.
To ditch the name. She needs to unfollow you guys and unfriend you on Facebook.
Yeah.
And she needs to not bring this new motherfucker to her ex's grave.
It's real simple.
And let your mom have her memories with her.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
Separate it. Yep.
Yeah. And then you guys should not communicate anymore in any way, shape, or form. I think she needs to move on, and you guys need to realize that your connections with him and memories with him are way more important than her memories with him.
Well, that's actually good advice.
Thank you. I'll be here all week.
It happens every so often.
In a while I have a moment.
That's pretty good, Trey.
I just think that like the Facebook friends is just so unnecessary. You don't need to see that shit.
Yeah, I think for your own sanity you guys should all like unfriend her there, you know.
I think it's a collaborative effort. She should lose all of you on Facebook in like the minute of 5 minutes. Like
Also, this was not the fun I am the asshole that I was expecting.
Yeah, it got real dark. Yeah, it got real dark, but you know what? You is not the asshole, so at the end of the day...
The truth is you're never the asshole, Alan. I've never seen you be an asshole once.
I'm trying to think of a funny am I the asshole, but I don't do a lot of things that I think are funny and also think I'm an asshole.
You're not. We should have just started there with, are you the asshole? No.
Never. Never. The answer is always no for Alan Waters.
No, always no.
Well, this has been enlightening. Assholes everywhere.
Assholes everywhere.
Us included.
I think a lot of this goes back to, like, if you're questioning if you're the asshole.
Probably are.
You probably are.
I'm going to go ham on that.
Yeah.
At least partially. Like, you might not be the biggest asshole.
But you're a part of the problem. Asshole. Yeah.
Small assholes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Also, opinions are like assholes. Everyone has one.
It's very unfortunate.
Am I the asshole for thinking my friend needs to stop saying I'm just putting a cute butt plug in and just do butt stuff?
Nope.
You know what? We can all make fun of Tracy, but all I saw all week was, hey, is this the link where Tracy got her butt plug?
That's right.
Are you guys fucking kidding me?
That's right. Because let me tell you something. There will be nothing more traumatizing than being face down and thinking he's staring at my asshole.
I just feel like the butt plug draws more attention
it
to
does.
The area.
It does. It's just covering it. It's covering all of it. You see nothing except for a cute little diamond. And it doesn't go in deep. It's like this. It's like nothing.
There'll be no more doggy style for me. It's over. It's over.
That's my favorite. I'm not giving that shit up.
There'll be no more. There'll be no more butt things.
Fucking bed is too high to do doggy style. It sucks.
Huh? Get on it. Get on the bed with her. What do you mean?
I'm too tall. She's too short.
He's gonna crush her.
You do have a significant
he's
height difference.
Kill her.
She's got scoliosis. She can't bend her back. Like,
oh Jesus my Christ. God! That's how you know we're getting old.
Mine's a demon arch. It's terrible.
Like Ouija's.
Yeah, mine's literally like Ouija. Wow. So we got to get a picture of this right now. That's literally me.
I got a good one for you. Don't worry. All right, baddies.
It's been real.
Yeah, this is, like Tracy said, has been an eye-opening experience. And we will see you guys next Tuesday.
And shout out to Wendy for listening this and laughing all our episodes and laughing with us and David, her husband, my dad's assistant. She thinks this is the funniest fucking show. And I love her for it.
That's not embarrassing.
No. We could crap. We could just.
Did she tell your dad?
No. No. Oh, she's like one of my closest friends of like an adult. She knows everything. She's the best.
Amazing.
Anyway, her and her husband thought this was like the funniest. The last episode is like the funniest thing ever. They were like laughing on vacation with their ear pods in.
Her husband listens
too?
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Oi.
Yeah, it's so funny. They're at my share house all the time. We all laugh about this shit. I'm glad my family and friends think this shit is funny because I don't know why the fuck anybody would like me ever after this.
Do you remember when we first started? Like, I remember not posting certain episodes because I was, like, embarrassed, like, friends or family would listen, and I literally don't give a fuck.
No, I won't repost some of the things Jess tags me, and Jess is like, she's like, the most absurd episodes, and Jess posted them. I'm like, I'm not reposting that. My grandmother follows me.
Like, sometimes you don't even, like, I write in the copy, like, crazy shit about you, and you don't even, like...
No, I do. I just don't repost it, because I'm like, I can't post that shit.
Like, I'm waiting for you to be like, can you not write that?
No,
and
you never do. You'll never change it. You're not going to take it out. I just am not going to post it.
Like, I'll literally write, like, Jessica does this, and Tracy's butt falls out. Like, crazy shit.
And I'm
shit.
Like, I'm not going to even fight with her. I'll just let it, but I'm not reposting it. It's not going to happen.
Okay, baddies, see you next Tuesday.
We love you guys.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Even though we are not your best examples,
we're the best you've got.
So cheers, bitches.
Cheers.
Rate, download, and subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.